Declan, an All-Ireland quarter-final in McCool Park. If someone told you that at the start of the year, you'd take it, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and going into McCool Park as Ulster champions and a quarter-final, what a big price going into the last four at stake. Huge, huge opportunity. And yeah, a great place to be.
Would you prefer somebody else rather than your arch rivals, Tyrone?
I know, and listen, it makes it even more fascinating now at your Northwest rivals, Tyrone, who are, you know, building momentum coming through the qualifying system. But it should be a real cracking game, and it's going to be a sellout in McCool Park. And as I say, yeah, great place to be, and it'll be an even greater place if you can get the victory.
Yeah. And tell me, when you took over in November at the start of last season, how high on the agenda was an Ulster title? How high was the Super 8s?
Yeah, well, those were our targets. Those were the goals that we sat down as a group, as players and management, and did we think they were achievable? Yeah, we did. We felt that there was a bit of tweaking and stuff to be done, and the lads have adapted. And I mean, they've gone about their business in a real professional manner. I mean, you can see from every training session that we go to that the standard and the quality and the intensity of those sessions are really top class, and that's going on right throughout the year. And as I say, we're in the business end of it now. And huge, huge match.
Yeah. And obviously the league was a tough campaign. You know, you lost games you probably should have won, and you were relegated. So did that refocus your mind? You know, did you have second thoughts about this, maybe Ulster title, Super 8s?
No, not really. We once the league started, and you know, we gained an awful lot of belief from that first match down in Kerry, a match that we should have won. We should have got over the line, and we should have got something out of the game. We didn't get it, but we did gain a huge amount of belief in terms of the way we were trying to play football. And then against Dublin and Croke Park again, we got a lot of belief from that game. And you know, it's been continuing. Okay, listen, the league was not our priority. Yeah, we wanted to be competitive, we wanted to win matches, naturally enough, and every day we go out we want to win. But you know, we succumbed to relegation on the 74th minute against Mayo, but it wasn't the end of the world. We took a week off, we refocused and got ourselves the mindset on the Ulster Championship, and yeah, the lads went about their business in a really, really good way.
Was it difficult to get them refocused? You know, was the disappointment of being relegated, did you feel that was a factor with the squad?
No, it wasn't, Tom, absolutely not. When we sat down, we felt what we were trying to achieve in terms of the way we were playing football throughout the National League, that yeah, we can be competitive, we can win things playing this type of football. And we really believed in what we were doing, and I think that was important. And once we left that meeting, I think it was the Monday week after the defeat to Mayo, you could see there was a real pep in their step, and they were just going. They knew the Ulster Championship was there, and it was there to be won. And we got over that, and it was great. And again, that it's all more belief within that group. And so listen, yeah, the lads are in a good place. We know we will have to get a performance on Sunday week that's going to be probably better than we did all year, and that's what we're looking at now.
And talk to me, obviously Tyrone were talked about as they were the reigning champions from last year. Them or Monaghan were looked upon as going to be your Ulster final opponents if you got there. Neither of them made it, so now you're going to get a crack at Tyrone. So is this the second chance at an Ulster title?
No, not really, Tom. That's the Ulster title's gone and over for 2018, and thankfully it's in the Donegal camp. But it will have a real Ulster final feel about it, there's no doubt about that there. It's going to be, as I say, two teams that know each other well, that we met, we played them in the McKenna Cup, we played them in the National League, so it's one that everyone wants to see, and as I say, it's going to be interesting to see the battle as it develops, and in terms of game plan and the way Tyrone play and the way we are going to set up. So tactically, it's going to be very interesting.
What do you make of Tyrone? Lost their opening game to Monaghan, but they've come back. You know, maybe had the Cats nine lives in Meath against or Navan against Meath.
Yeah, you know, against Monaghan the first day out, I mean, they were going reasonably well, and you know, and Monaghan kicked on in the last number of minutes, kicked a few scores and won that game, and it was always going to be difficult. It was always going to be a hangover from that defeat, and you could see that in the match against Meath a couple of weeks later, and they were lucky to get out of Navan on that evening. But they built momentum over the last number of weeks, and you can see they are one of the form teams. I mean, playing really good football, getting a lot of scores on the board, and also defending very, very well. So yeah, we're going to have a big task ahead of us, but it's one that we're looking forward to.
What is it about Tyrone that makes them such a threat?
I think it's not about any, you know, it's just about the collective. It's about the team. It's about the way that they're set up, and, you know, they do get bodies back, and but they also get numbers forward. And it's just the system of play that, you know, that they work hard on, and you can see that. And it makes them just a difficult team. And to play against, and I thought they were very impressive, even though they got beat Dublin last Saturday night. I thought they were very, very impressive.
Big game that for them against Dublin. Obviously they were at home against them, you know, there was, you know, a few scores to be settled from last year's heavy defeat in the All-Ireland quarterfinals. Obviously they had to be up big time for that. Would that be a worry from you if you're a Tyrone manager, that they'd get back up so quickly in?
No, I don't think that's going to be an issue, Tom. I think, you know, the fact that it's in an All-Ireland quarter final, it's in Ballybuffet against Donegal, then they'll be up for it. And yeah, it's going to be two teams that know this big price at the end of it. It's a place in the last four of the All-Ireland, and that's what's the price on offer. There might be no silverware, but there's a huge amount at stake.
Other than Dublin in the championship, you've had it pretty easy this year.
Yeah, listen, we've won majority games, you know, by 4 or 5 points, and none of them easy. They were all tough games in their own right. Dublin are a different side. There's no doubt about that there. But as I say, this is going to be a real championship affair now on Sunday week, and we're against probably the most consistent team in the province over the last decade.
I know you weren't happy playing Dublin in Croke Park on your opening game, and you were thinking of a rule change. I'm sure you're quite happy now to be playing your last game, which will see you through to an All-Ireland quarter final if you win it.
Yeah, I mean, the point I was making was that I think as provincial champions, you know, I think you deserve the right to play that first game at home. We're not arguing with it now, Tom. Not true enough. It's great to have this game coming in now. And but as I said, Ballybuffet, the lads like playing in Ballybuffet. There's going to be a real atmosphere there. It's going to be sold out already, as far as I know. So. And it's had a huge price at the end of the day, and that's a price in the last four on Ireland series.
Is it worth a couple of points, McCool Park?
Well, you can mean it's up to, we've got to lift the perform. We've got to get our performance levels right. We've got to improve on our game plan. Yeah, we can get that. We know McCool Park. It's a place that we know well, and would we rather play at home or away? We'd definitely rather play in McCool Park. So yeah, we're going to be but it's not going to win us to the match. We've got to get the performance right, we've got to get the game plan right, and then we have a chance of winning the match, plus the McCool Park factor then.
And tell me, you're saying you need a room for improvement, say, from the Roscommon game. What areas in particular?
I think we need to be, you know, we have tightened up defensively, there's no doubt. We have, it's about tweaking that defensive and offensive system, and I think it has been a work in progress, and that there has been improvements made, there's no doubt about that. We still, I think, at times need to be more clinical. We need to be playing for longer than, you know, we go into it in spells, and maybe go out of it for periods, and that can happen in a lot of games, but we just need to be more consistent over a longer period, and that's then where you will be able to compete with the real top teams.
What kind of game are you expecting? Donegal, Tyrone games have been pretty tense affairs in recent years.
I can't see it being much different, Tom, because it's a huge price. It is this knockout now, knockout championship at its best, and it's going to be one hell of a battle. It's going to be played in high intensity. It's going to be not going to be a place for the faint-hearted. And is it going to be a classic? Probably not, but it's going to be one hell of a championship match.